Houston, Apollo 17, how do you read?
Loud and clear, 17, we're with you.
Okay, we didn't get you there for about 5 minutes, Bob, with good uplink signal strength. Were you guys having a problem?
Not that I know of. We were getting a lot of noise down here, and we seemed to think that you guys were assumed you guys were turning away from us or something, but we're with you.
No, you might think about that one a little bit. We had a very strong uplink signal strength, as good as right now, and Gene was trying to call you off and on for several minutes, and we didn't get any response, but it sounds real good now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Hey, Bob, good morning. It's a good chance to talk to you for once.
Yeah, for once, yeah. Talk to me now this next hour, and I won't talk to you again for another 3 or 4 days there, Ronald.
Okay.
Nice to be able to talk to somebody
Bob,
for change.
Bob, friendly medical officer.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, if you got something to say.
Speak.
Okay, your friendly medical officer has all the good words, starting with the CDR and the food. Are you ready to copy?
Ready to copy.
Okay, it was a big day yesterday, eating-wise. CDR had sausage patties, pears, and cocoa for breakfast. Ham, one-fourth cheese spread, one-half bread and one-half cereal bar, and one orange beverage for lunch. Tomato soup, half a hamburger, half mustard, vanilla pudding, and an orange pineapple drink for dinner.
Okay, copy that. Okay, 17, I got the CDR's food, and then you broke up, and I got 5 hours of sleep and two containers of water. Was there something between?
That's from your PSPRD reading, 17032.
Okay, copy that.
Bob, we're coming around a different Omni, so I'll wait on the rest of it.
Roger, that's affirmed.